Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Journey with Michael and Ryan. I'm still in the hot seat here while Ryan's over in Brazil still. I've seen some photos, and boy, does he look like he's having an amazing time. So this week, going to be probably one of our 15 to 20 minute episodes. I'm just going to just dive into a topic, get it done, get out. We seem to be getting some feedback that you guys like these as well, so it's good just adding in a good little mix of different ways to absorb different bits of information. So this week, I'm going to talk about the power of no. I was talking to a friend today, and she is just this really amazing human. I've really connected deeply with her. She's epic. And so we're just having these amazing conversations, and she's just so full of ideas. But she's an action taker, and so she'll take action on her idea and put it up and see what happens. And so we're messaging away, and she's like, oh, I've got a new business idea, and dropped it out, and blah, 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 blah. And she does a whole lot of other different things. The reason I got into the story is because I kind of used to be the same. And what I said back, I said, hey, look, 100% go for it. Like, you know, anyone comes to me with something, I'm like, just go for it. Take some action. But I just said, however, you've got a lot of other things going on. And, you know, let's just say you've got five things going on, and you can put like 20%, you know, on average, let's just say you're giving 20% effort to five different things, you know. So you're not going to get back in return or movement or growth into something you're only putting 20% in, especially if it's something you're passionate about. Now, we can have lots of passions. And a very dear friend of us, of the podcast, of our business, of Beta, of mine, of Ryan's, he's consequently our business consultant as well, just an amazing human. And he always just drops little golden bits of nuggets to us. And one of his nuggets over the course of him consulting with us and helping us grow Beta is he goes, well, the problem with most people at your level or creatives is that you're always drowning in ideas. Just let that land for a second, because for me that was like, wow, that's so true. You know, like if me and Ryan are going into a brainstorming session and we're talking about creating something or doing this and that, like there's always ideas. The ideas are always there, especially if you're, you know, really of the entrepreneurial mind and spirit, or you're just such a creative, the ideas are constantly flowing. So the thought of your drowning ideas, you know, that's actually a real challenge, because it's like, which idea do I take action on? Which idea do I make a move on? You know, especially if you're really passionate about a certain realm of life or business or whatever you're trying to create in a certain maybe market, demographic, whatever you're doing. You know, you might have, you know, a certain idea on this way to do it and this way and a different way. And, you know, there'd be a different angle on it. And so the idea can, you know, want to take an action from that side. And so, you know, it does become a bit of a challenge, right? When you're just drowning in ideas, because that can also be a bit of a procrastination hump, you know, when you've got so many different things and you're like, whoa, maybe where do I start? Or I just don't know where to start. And this brings me to, you know, something that Dehard also taught to us, but it's something I've, or, you know, cultivated in my years of negotiating and sales and different things like that. The power of no. Now, the power of no is a super powerful communication tool, understanding. And, you know, Alex Hormozi talks about a lot too, is when you're in business, it's, you know, I've always kind of done this. And this is, you know, this is a real premise of my dad, actually. You know, he's always about just like stepping into the next opportunity. Opportunity comes, like just step through the door, you know, just say yes. And I'm all for that, 100%. I love that part that, you know, he taught me and I've taken through, and it got me into so many different experiences. So I love that part about myself that's come through my learnings of growing up. But it's, you know, Hormozi talks about all the different ideas that come into your business, or especially if you start to, you know, get a little bit more known, and, you know, other companies maybe want to collab, whatever it is. It's about the power of no. You know, and really, you know, LeBron James and Michael Jordan, all those amazing different sports athletes and basketballers, they all talk about this too. If you're a really high elite professional at one thing, you know, they all talk about this, is that there were no distractions. They just focused on the thing that it was, and they just did it over and over and over and over again until they just became a master at it. you know. And I feel like there's premise in that, but if you're of a design like me, you know, like you just go out into the world to initiate something and then you move on, let people run with it, move into the next one. Or maybe, you know, you're in the managed gen and you just kind of like run with something until you don't need to run with it anymore and then you just want to run with something else. So I totally get that. But I think as an overall aspect of life, you know, like if you're just saying no to more things than you're saying yes to, well, you're making room for the things that really matter to you to grow. That's what I'm trying to get to. So the power of no. And I think it's very hard for a lot of people to say no, you know. There's a lot of people-pleasing tendencies in there. There's, oh, I don't want to disappoint because, you know, they feel guilty about how you're going to react if they say no to you. Or there's a lot of, you know, psychological aspect and deep somatic, you know, past experience, trauma things, you know, that are going to come up into that aspect as well. And what's super interesting is doing the expos that me and Ryan do. You know, we cruise around and I'll speak to about 1,000 people over the course of 2 or 3 days, like constant conversation. And I really look at it as this human communication training ground for me, because I'm trying this thing and obviously I'm selling our amazing products that we created. So, you know, there's a lot of passion behind it. And, you know, you're never going to sell something better than something that you've created. I know that now, you know. But also, it's just about the aspect of, how do I have a conversation with this person? I'm going to obviously just give everyone, you know, my pitch about my business and the product, and obviously try and identify some pain points of where the product might be able to help and influence them, or just pain points in their life where I can, you know, give them our 28-day state change program and try and help them in some sort of way to spark them. And, you know, like that's the mission, right? How to spark as many people as possible. So that's there. But then it's just a constant numbers game as well, you know, because a lot of people aren't going to be in the realm of the things that we're putting out. And that's okay, you know, like you're always going to have different segments of, you know, humanity and the market and, you know, like your things and other people won't. But what I'm trying to get at is when I've gone and, hey, how you doing? Give them the spiel, what's going on? Go on, hey, here's the price or whatever it is. And there's a lot of people that really just can't say, oh, no, thank you, I'm okay today. They've got to say, oh, look, I've got to walk around or be back, or, you know, like it's super interesting. Like the people-pleasing tendency to not be able to say no is far, in my experience, and this is over thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of conversations, is more than it is not. And so that leads me to believe that no needs to become a learned tool. And to learn something, you need to practice and you need to suck at it and you need to try it out and they feel awkward with it. And so saying no it just becomes a tool. And then it becomes a process for you to be able to help and go through all of your own aspects to say people pleasing of like, oh, hey, what's going on here? But where also I use the power of no is I use it in negotiations. So I am an auctioneer. I've been a full-time auctioneer for many, many years now, real estate auctions. So I've sold and negotiated hundreds of millions of dollars worth of real estate. So I'm pretty experienced in saying this. And so, you know, when I stand up and call an auction, you're constantly in the process of negotiating in real time. You know, for me, it's a body language thing of people, you know, aspect. How, like, what are they saying? What are they not saying through what they're saying? And reading body language and tone and all the things. I really find it super interesting. It's so fun. It's really, really powerful. But then if the auction doesn't hit the reserve and I've got to pause and negotiate with the buyer and with the seller, then I get to do a behind doors, negotiating. And so what I really am trying to do as well is in this process, I'm just trying to figure out what are they trying to move on or move into with this stage of their life and how can I facilitate that and trying to work out and understand value and reach ceilings and all of that. But what's a really fast way to help people get to the table is actually getting them to say no first. Now, I know there's a lot of sales training out there that says, oh, you know, getting to say yes 3 times and the more in a yes process. I think there's aspects to everything and there's always going to be, you know, methodologies and different things, but my to really get somebody on your side, getting to say no first, you know, because they feel like they're guarded. They feel like that they're in control. They feel like that they have been heard and had some say. And if you can get somebody to say no first, that's okay, because now the negotiation's begun. You know, if it's like, oh, you're trying to get somebody to say yes, and this could be used in relationships, or, you know, you're negotiating with your kids on the daily, you know. And so try different things out. You know, the power of no. What can you say no to in your life that's going to open up room for you to be able to just focus on a few of the things that you really are passionate about or want to grow? I had a really great conversation with a lady on the plane coming back from Christchurch today. So I've just been in Christchurch for the last week, had the food show down there, and then I had the National Auctioneer Championships, which is always an amazing, it's always an amazing edge push for my mind, because you're just standing up there and you're just getting math thrown at you, you're having to present, you know, like all the different things. And so when I was coming back this morning on the plane, I just sat next to this lovely lady and just started talking, and I really love it when, you know, people could just drop into a little bit of a deeper conversation, because outside of that, I just don't really talk to anyone. And she was great. And she was talking about how a couple of people in her family have got cancer and different things. And, you know, we were just really riffing. It was really a beautiful conversation. But she was just coming to the point where she was just like, oh, you know, I'm wanting to retire, wanting to, you know, just slow down a bit and go and travel and all of that. And, you know, where I was going with the story is that be open, because when you can really harness the power of no, you're just actually understanding yourself a little bit more, taking a bit more of your power back. You know, like you're able to communicate with people at the level that you want to. So, I mean, it feels like a little bit of a ramble. I went a little rant tangent there, but I think you can get the essence of what I am trying to say, right? Like, no, in my experience, is hard for people to say. And so the only way you're going to get better is by trying it. And so if you're wanting to make more room in your life for the things that you actually want to grow, then just say no to the things that, as exciting as they may feel, or you may feel like you've lost an opportunity, just double down. Double down on the things that you're doing now, you know. And then once you get into a level that you're able to maybe autonomize some or whatever, then you can move on to your next thing. But again, it's your life. I'm never here to tell you what to do or how to do it. I just give you my aspects, my experiences, and just kind of how I see life and my own, you know, put your stake in the ground moment right now. So the power of no, I think it's powerful. Go out in the world, say no to some more things, say no with love, and I think you'll gain more than you will know. Feel the awkwardness. It's a hard thing to do if you've never really been accustomed to it. All right, team. Well, a nice short little sharp bomb for you there. I'm looking forward to coming back to you next week. I'll hopefully have a guest on. I'm not going to announce it just yet because I still haven't quite confirmed it. Otherwise, you'll just have to have the sweet, low, sultry voice of myself. And it's only going to be a few more weeks away till Ryan comes back and we can hear all his great stories. And I actually just got off a video call to the experiment and the aspect that I was on at the end of last year that I'm still not allowed to talk about, but I will soon. So that's only going to be about 6 weeks away, which is great. So that'll be fun as well. So I better just go into that and what that kind of opened up for me and led into some different shedding and versions of myself and actually the experience itself, because it was super unique and super interesting and a lot of takeaways from it. All right, team, I love you. I'm going to leave you and I will see you next week. Have an amazing week. Shoo!